I am broke beyond belief. My spirit is not yet broken, but believe me, that is a close thing. I'm staying up until 3 in the morning sewing masks so that I can keep shoes on my daughter's feet. And then the arthritis in my elbow will kick in and the carpal tunnel in my hand makes my fingers start to cramp. So I'll abandon the sewing machine for the night and spend the next few hours reading and writing and studying, pursuing the thing I always told myself was my dream, trying to obtain those all-important letters I can tack on to the end of my name so that one day I may be able to call myself Cynical Insomniac, PhD. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not trying to claim that my life is in any way harder than anyone else's. I understand that our existence is not the pain Olympics, even though it very much feels that way sometimes. But some days get hard. And some nights get dark, no matter the number of stars in the sky. And last night was one of those nights. Stressed, depressed, feeling like a fucking failure, head underwater, absolutely no motivation, and yet somehow simultaneously incredibly anxious, obsessing over everything that I have to do. Obsessing over the fact that I have absolutely no time in which to do it. And once I started crying, the tears would not stop coming. I tried to cry quietly, though, because the wall separating my room from my daughter's is thin. And when I cry, she cries. And I didn't want her to see me like this. We always say we need to be strong for our kids, but for me, it's more than that. I want her to see that all of these sacrifices that she is making for me are fucking worth something. I don't want her to think that she is what's making me cry when in reality, it's the rest of my life casting this suffocating shadow and she is the only light. I want her to see me succeed. I don't want her to see me curled up on my bed, buried under my covers, my sobs barely muffled by the down comforter covering my head. This is not the Pain Olympics. I am aware of that fact, but I feel like I'm winning, or maybe I'm losing because the weight of the gold medal is bending my back and it's about to break my neck. This is not a suicide note. This is an open letter to the universe. This is a letter of grievance to God. This is a poem showing that I am fighting. Yes, I'm struggling, but fuck it. You'll get sick of me because I will be here for quite a while because there is so much to live for. My daughter's face, her smile, her laugh, my pen, this mic, this stage, my family, my friends, getting older every day. I don't care if I go gray. I've already survived cancer, motherfucker. Bring whatever you've got and shoot it my way. Just give me these nights where I can cry under my covers without my daughter knowing. Let me be her rock, not the other way around. I will keep swimming until my muscles are on fire. My head may be underwater, but I refuse to drown.